Hi, everybody, and welcome to My American Friend, the right podcast to improve your English by using it to explore the American and European cultures, habits, and lifestyle. You can also find us on www.myamericanfriendblog.com. This is Marta Innocenti, and I'm here with Cindy, who happens to be my American friend. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Marta.
This episode is about time.
Okay. In our previous episode, we talked about the clock and about time zones in the States.
Right.
We also mentioned a few idioms regarding the clock, such as a race against the clock or around the clock.
On preparing that episode, we thought of a bunch of time-related expressions.
So, here we are with an episode about these idioms. First off, have you ever heard this one? She gets up with the roosters.
Roosters?
A rooster is a male chicken. Roosters are known to sing very early in the morning, at sunrise. So, she gets up with the roosters means she wakes up very early in the morning.
You're definitely not talking about me.
Don't you get up with the roosters, Marta?
Only under death threat. Or if I have to catch an early flight to the States. But I prefer singing at sunrise when I've been up all night and I'm about to go to sleep.
Oh, you're a rock star. Got it. So I guess we could describe you with another time-related expression. She's a night owl.
Owl?
It's a bird of prey, and it's nocturnal. So, she's a night owl means she stays up very late at night.
Clear. So, Cindy, are you a rooster or an owl?
Well, I was born an owl, and I've tried to be a rooster, believe me, I have. But being a night owl just comes naturally to me.
Okay. Okay, let's move on. I guess everyone knows to have a great time.
That's common, but there is also to have the time of your life, to express that you're really enjoying something. For example, it's been an unforgettable vacation. We've had the time of our lives.
Or, I've had the time of my life.
Dirty Dancing soundtrack. And speaking of songs, Marta, think of the Rolling Stones with the song, Time is on my side.
Time is on my side.
That means I have lots of time. Time is working to my advantage. For example, I have a big paper to write for chemistry class, but I'm not worried because it isn't due until the end of semester. I've got time on my side.
Good. And back to the Rolling Stones. They've really stood the test of time, haven't they?
They are survivors. They've endured, what, like 50 years in the music business?
And they are still relevant today. They've stood the test of time.
And I think my American friend will stand the test of time as well.
Yeah, I think so too.
Now, what could we use to mean the opposite of time is on your side?
Oh, we could say, we've got no time to waste.
Perfect. The expression, no time to waste, means there is little time available and you must act quickly.
Can you give us an example?
Sure. Marta, hurry up and buy those concert tickets. They sell out fast. There's no time to waste.
Oh, wow. I feel like I need to call someone now.
Go ahead, call someone. Just please don't call Barb. I've got no time for that woman. She irks me.
Cindy, I think the feeling is mutual.
Call Ashley. I've heard she's got her own credit card now.
Oh no, I hope she's paying the bill on time. Oh my goodness.
Hello?
Hi Ashley, it's Marta, dear.
Hello?
Ashley, do you have time to talk? Turn the music off or I'm hanging up.
Marta! Oh my god! Yes, I have time to talk. It's never a bad time for you. I saw you on YouTube. Oh, you look so pretty.
What?
Where did you get those shoes?
Hey!
I told all my friends. Oh my
Ashley.
God! We take me to New York City. I want those
shoes. No, I'm not taking you anywhere. You're a liability.
No, I'm not, Martha. I'm 18. I'm an adult now. I have my own credit card.
Actually, just being 18 and having a credit card does not make you an adult. This goes for you especially. Actually, are you paying the credit card bills on time?
Yes, I am. Actually, I haven't gotten a bill yet, so don't worry about it.
Actually, when did you get that credit card? That bill absolutely must be paid by a set time each month without fail.
I don't know. Like before my trip to Cancun last fall.
Actually, you got your credit card last year and you still have not made a single payment?
Yes, because like I only have to pay like once a year.
Time out. Wait a minute. Once a year?
Yes.
Actually, I know you're going to have a hard time understanding this, but you must pay your bill without fail each month or you will ruin your credit. It's time for you to change and be more responsible, my dear.
Oh my God, Martha, you're so right. I have to change. These shoes, they like totally do not match with my shirt. I have to change. How could I be seen in public like this?
Oh my goodness, Ashley.
How could I have been so stupid?
Cindy, what should I say? Help me out. Break it down for her. Put it in terms she can understand.
Ashley, listen to me.
I look like a skank.
I'm sure you don't look like a skank. Dear, listen to me. If you don't get online right now and make a credit card payment, you are never, ever going to be able to buy eyeshadow or shoes or sunglasses or purses ever again.
Never.
Ever.
I have to go.
Now that she could understand. Good work, Martha.
I think our work is done here. Time for us to run.
We hope you've all had a great time listening today.
Come visit us on www.myamericanfriendblog.com. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, Podomatic, iTunes, and YouTube.
And we are available for private lessons via Skype. Just send us an email at myamericanfriendpodcast@gmail.com.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.
My American Friend.